Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So Jen, this is your friend, so you talk about her drinking her pee.
She's not. This is my friend Selden. Hi, Selden.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. All right. So we were talking about this when we were out last week, and she had heard about this sort of growing trend called urine therapy. And I thought that it was a hair treatment when you first brought it up to me. I was like, oh,
or
you put it in your hair. Like, you put it in your hair. What is this? What do you do with it? Like, what is it? And so she'd been doing some of her own research on it and kind of like finding out about this thing, because
it's an amazing woman who can pee on her own head, by the way.
No, apparently people are doing this, but it's not a hair treatment at all.
No, it's not.
What
and
is it?
By the way, just for the record, I'm not drinking my own pee.
Okay.
Yet. No, yes. I'm not. I guess, yeah, it is definitely a growing trend. And apparently it's like a vital source for like nutrients, vitamins, and hormones and enzymes. And I think it's kind of an underground hippie secret that's been going on for a long time. So
it's like,
I don't know,
there's
so many websites about it. Doctors, scientists have been studying it for years.
Do you think maybe the reason the hippies do it is because they're tripping on acid and they think it's a strike?
Could be a big possibility for
okay.
sure.
Yeah, I need to pee, and boy, that's a waste of urine. I could drink this.
It's really odd.
So,
I met a couple people who are doing it. They swear by it.
Where did you meet them?
Really?
At a job. Yeah.
That's
so
fascinating.
It's weird. Yeah, they're from New York and they're models. So,
do they pee in a cup?
They pee.
And
okay,
then
so
drink
apparently,
it?
Apparently, it's the first stream in the morning. That's the most nutritional
stream in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to anybody who's listening right now, and I'm sorry
crazy.
To
and
my
you,
mom and dad who paid for college.
No, I think it's fascinating. Okay,
You wake up in the morning. You, I guess, urine for like, you know, a second or two, and then the midstream is like the most nutritional.
So you clear the pipes.
Science, exactly.
So it's just like a
one
shower.
Little let go of a little bit.
One little sprinkle.
And then you go into
the midstream is, yeah, I guess.
And
so.
What is it?
And you drink it while it's warm?
Well, you can, hold on, there's one set website that says you can drink it straight while it's warm if you're hardcore,
mm-hmm.
or you can like pour it over fruit.
Oh my god!
And that is
Seriously?
A quote. Oh yeah.
Or Melissa,
oh, yeah.
you could put an ice cube
Seriously.
In it.
Seriously.
Yeah. yeah. But they say don't put vodka in it because I guess it's like
don't put vodka
it's like taking
in
a.
It?
They say yeah because it's like taking a like a flu shot. So mm-hmm. like you're giving yourself you're intaking what you. You
can
know,
you drink a lot
like
of
an antibody? So
how much vodka can you drink before you do it?
Exactly.
Apparently,
exactly.
I would need a lot. Okay, so these are models that are doing it, and what do they say the benefits are?
Nutrition, health. Like, I guess it's a fight against like everything from asthma to cancer.
Now, if
really?
I'm mistaken,
it's a wide range. Things.
That is a lot of things to cure with just some pee.
It is.
And I'm going back to health biology, like in 10th grade. Isn't like urine?
Is it biology that made you do that, Wendy? You're the urine.
I don't do well with medical stuff.
The going back, like, isn't the urine? Hasn't all the good stuff been sucked out of it?
I guess the kidneys regulates. Urine is a blood derivative, a waste derivative or whatever.
You said the word kidney, and the first thing I thought of was that if Melissa did it, she would technically be drinking Pam's urine.
That's right.
Your cousin,
I would be drinking my own.
Your
That's
cousin
right.
who donated her kidney to
That's
her
right.
would be you'd be drinking Pam's pee.
And then I would call Pam just to hear her reaction. Hey Pam, I just drank your pee.
Pam's like, pee sounds like something that you would buy at Trader Joe's.
But you're not supposed to drink other people's pee.
Okay, yeah.
Only
I know.
Your own
it's
stuff.
Only your own.
Of course
so,
yeah.
so I'm out.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So so the liver filters out all the bad stuff. And the kidneys keeps all the good stuff, the nutrients, the vitamins, the hormones, the enzymes.
Real quick, question. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Oh, sorry, I just want to know,
right.
I'm about to go right
Rude.
Now. Can I put it on my cereal?
Can you just go on as Captain
what?
Crunch?
You
interrupted her for that.
Just getting the hard-hitting questions.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Now, you were talking about the liver. It takes the bad stuff out.
Supposedly, yeah. It takes the bad stuff out, and the kidneys keep it.
But, keeps it and puts it back in the your system because urine is something that the body is excreting to get out. I mean,
exactly, and that's what I thought. But I guess I don't know. They say that water, salts, vitamins, minerals, enzymes are kept in your urine,
mm-hmm. and that's supposed to be good for you.
And then you pee it out. That's, yeah.
So how much of this are you supposed to drink? Is it like a little bit or is it like a full glass?
I don't know. I think just like a little. I don't know.
Like a shot?
Oh, I think somebody knows.
Oh, you're supposed to, according to like...
Resh.
Okay, right. I know.
Okay, we brought this up in one of our meetings, and I was like, all right, my friend is like investigating this stuff, and this is intern Reshma, and she was the one who responded to one of the emails saying that she'd heard of this urine therapy, too, where you drink your own urine, and it's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, Reshma. It's one of those things where throughout my life, I've heard about it, and it's not like something abnormal. Like, I've heard multiple conversations. My grandma will convince me. Like, it's just... comes up in conversation all the time, and it's like a normal thing in apparently with a bunch of Indian people.
Your grandmother does
it? My grandma doesn't do it, but she swears by it and says like that if you do this, it will literally cure, like she said, everything from like acne to cancer. Like she knows people that will drink it and solve their kidney problems, people that'll be on treatment for years and do it and they'll like change their life.
You tell her to call me when she's 130 years old.
Well, she doesn't do it, but like there's thousands of people. One of her brothers does it, and he is... I think 82, and he doesn't have a single health issue. And like, it originated from like the prime minister in India who lived to like 99 and did it. But according to Indian tradition, you're supposed to drink, like, the first little couple seconds go and then drink your entire first stream of the morning. And that's like your personal blend of like vitamins and minerals.
It's an
antibody, the entire thing.
Wow. I mean, let me just go back
to a lot of water at night.
I'm going back to Jeff's 10th grade biology, because you know I was in the back of the class, and I mean your body, the way your body is set up, let's just take it back to nature, it's set up for it to be excreted, and if we were meant to drink it, our body would be, you know, positioned in a different way
for guys, if you were meant to drink it, that apparatus would be bigger, longer.
Naturally your body is not built to do that.
Hey, Andy, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I just want to let you know that the Muay Thai fighters, the fighters from Thailand, they've been drinking this stuff for centuries. It's well known, documented. These guys do it all the time. Machida from UFC, he does it all the time and talks about it.
Really?
Who are these people? And
this is not something that's new. It's been going on for a long time.
Are you, Seldon, are you a Thai fighter, like a ninja or anything?
Weird, you didn't know that was like Star Wars.
I'm just saying, you know, I just know about the fighters, and then I know about the fight scene, and this is just one of the things that they do.
You know what I would do if I was a fighter? I would drink my own urine, but hold it in my mouth, and then spit it on my opponent. Because
spray it, like not just a stream, but like...
That would be my maneuver. Yeah. Like, I'd be known as Jeff the Pea Sprayer.
I am fascinated by this, that it's been going on for so long. But all of a sudden we think it's like a new thing for like the New York models that you were talking to. We think they invented it or something.
Do you think perhaps the New York models are doing it because they're so hungry?
That's a possibility.
That they're just looking for something to consume?
They say their nutritionists and doctors have been telling them to do it for years.
I want to talk to somebody that does it, because everybody we've talked to so far has been a friend of somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's actually kind of my whole little quest. Is to find somebody. I want firsthand experience, like somebody who is actually doing it, and the difference in the progress or process of like how they felt before they were doing it, and then while they were doing it, and
how they got it down
their gag reflex, you know, and then how they feel now.
Hey, Wendy, you're gonna have to uncover your face long enough to activate the voice disguiser.
Oh, Wendy's about to pass.
Wendy's
out.
Not doing well with this at all.
No, I'm really not. Is this somebody who does it?
Yep.
Awesome. See, it really is happening.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
You're on the voice disguiser.
All right. No, it's not that I'm embarrassed about doing it. It's just that, you know, because it is strange.
Sure.
But key, really, honestly, is how healthy you eat. I would not, you know, suggest that anybody does this who, you know, doesn't drink water or drinks a lot of Coke or, you know, just eats a lot of junk food. But if you are someone who eats healthily, has a really healthy diet, drinks lots and lots of water, you know, your typical urine is going to look just like water. And you're right. I don't know who it was that said drinking the first stream in the morning, but, you know, that's what I do. And originally when I first started, I would put it in, like, my shakes in the morning. And now, because, you know, my urine is very clear, it doesn't have an odor like you would assume, and I mean, my skin is clear. It's great for, I think, starting off your metabolism in the morning. I mean, I feel better. It's wonderful. I love it. I've been doing it for at least 2 years now. So,
Sarah, let me ask you this. Have you ever talked to a doctor about this?
That's where I got it originally. I went to a natural nutritionist. My grandmother had colon cancer. And so I was really, you know, just getting concerned about, like, cancers and all of the toxins in my body. And I just kind of went through this period in my life where I just was, I think I did it out of fear. I was scared of dying and all of those different things. And so I was going to all the natural remedy doctors, and that's where I learned about it.
Wow.
Fascinating. Yeah.
What I'm telling you,
the first time that I heard about it, I was disgusted and I was like, I have to figure out more about this. So I Googled it, and pretty much all the websites that I saw are advocates. I didn't really see, there was one skeptic,
you know why it's not on the internet? Because it's obvious not to drink your own pee. Like, they all,
well,
there's
maybe
some,
you might be so right. Obvious. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are actually doing this.
Well, I mean, and I will put the argument out of there about the nutrients and everything in your pee. I mean, like, your body can only need so much, and so that's the extra your body doesn't need.
Right.
So by re-ingesting it, I don't know. I'm definitely a skeptic. Yeah.
Hey, is it Andrea or the fancier Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, she's humble.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I love you guys, first of all. You're fabulous.
Thank you.
And I'm an RN, and I just wanted to offer maybe a little bit of a medical disclaimer out there to anybody who has any type of kidney problems or has had any kidney problems or has had a transplant. Like Melissa, you don't need to be doing this. If your kidneys aren't functioning properly, those toxins that you're not supposed to get back, like the creatine and things like that, you're gonna put an overabundance into your body. If you take regular medications for anything and that are in that waste that's being excreted from your kidneys that your liver doesn't process and doesn't get all those parts, it's just going to build up and it's going to cause a lot more problems. Particularly things like your blood pressure medicine and stuff like that, you're getting rid of what your body didn't use.
So for a healthy person, though, do you think it's okay to do?
I'm not going to do it. But I guess, I mean, like the lady that was just talking before me who's real healthy and into all of that and, you know, her urine's real clear, it doesn't have an odor, there's no sign of infection or anything like that. It's mostly water. I mean, it's mostly water and whatever your body didn't keep, so maybe, but yeah, I'm not doing it. This nurse is not drinking anybody's urine or her own, for that matter.
My only caution is with anything, and it doesn't matter about this or anything, is like people assume if it's natural, then it's healthy and your body's going to be okay with it. And I go back to what Jen said, like, talk to a doctor first, because most people don't go get a checkup and most people don't go and know what's wrong going on with their body. But like when I was... You know, like I even told a listener in an email yesterday, when I was on dialysis and my kidneys were failing, food was poisonous. Bananas was poisonous. That's a natural fruit.
You should have drank your own pee. That would have cured your kidney.
Exactly. But I mean, there are some things that your body does not need excessive amounts of,
right.
Because excessive amounts of vitamin C is bad for your body. So, I mean, so I always am just so cautious of people thinking that just because it's herbal and just because it's natural does not mean it's good for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I go to a doctor first.
The argument, like, I got from my grandma, because I need, like, an explanation, was she said, like, back in the day, the way it originated is when people didn't know what the disease was or, like, didn't know, like, different diseases, that it's, like, your own medication. Your body's telling you what, like, the antibodies you need. So, like, for people who couldn't figure out what was wrong with their body, it would, like, help to cure those diseases. So that's, like, the origin of it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
I would caution you, Zeldin, if this is something that you're going to do.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just.
And you ever want to kiss a boy? Don't ever tell him that.
Maybe
you're
I'll
doing.
Swish and like gargle with my urine first, and then kiss. The
and
boy.
If you do it, I will sneak asparagus into every meal you eat. I don't know how. But I'll find a way.
Hey.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.